Thanks for joining us here on the program. A unit of Syrian rebels has suffered a defeat at the hands of ISIL after they were left without air cover from U.S. jets, which suddenly changed course to a different target. As a result, ISIL got their hands on advanced weapons, supposedly given to the rebels by the Pentagon.
If there were airstrikes afterwards, we clearly didn't get everything because we saw Daesh displaying equipment that had been left behind by the new Syrian army as it pulled out of the area.
RT's Caleb Maupin now explaining what has happened between the U.S. and their Syrian allies on the ground.
Reports are now coming out that last week, when Pentagon-trained forces were in the midst of their battle with ISIL and were relying on U.S. air support, they found that support disappearing over the horizon and heading to a new target, raining their bombs down on the outskirts of the Iraqi city of Fallujah. Explaining the decision, U.S. top brass said there were only finite resources available and they needed to get their priorities right. And on this occasion, Fallujah apparently delivered, quote, the most bang for their buck. Now, this incident raises new questions about the U.S. strategy of training local forces.